This is RNIB News Agent. Welcome to the Countryman magazine for December 2016. All of the articles are covered by copyright. Coming up this week, we have the regulars, Robin Page's Rustic View and Mark Whitley's Country Diary, as well as Helping Hand for Dormice, Finding Rudolph, Sing a Song of Sixpence, The Cheese Board and The Buzz from the Beehive. Mark Whitley's Country Diary, Helping Hand for Dormice. The report, The State of Britain's Dormice, recently published by the People's Trust for Endangered Species, PTES, revealed that native dormouse numbers have dropped by more than a third since 2000 due to loss of woodland habitat, changes in land management, and climate change. However, Avon Wildlife Trust is helping dormice hang on in the southwest through its regular dormouse surveys, along with those undertaken by other wildlife conservation organisations across the region. These are part of a national survey of what is now one of our most threatened protected species. The data is collected by PTES to help manage dormouse woodlands across the country, as well as to monitor national trends. Two of Avon Wildlife Trust's nature reserves have dormouse populations, as does a private woodland, which it helps manage. Avon Wildlife Trust has been carrying out dormouse surveys on its nature reserves for more than 10 years, but national surveys using the PTES method have been going on for close to 20 years. Joe McSorley, conservation advisor for Avon Wildlife Trust, explains, "Dormice presence is recorded in local woodlands, but being arboreal, they live and move around in trees, they don't often extend their range."